we begin again, or it's either the beginning of the afternoon or the end of the morning. And quite often after a meal, there's a little natural tendency to feel a little bit drowsy, you know, digestion and so forth. So be aware of that. And the idea then is to stir up energy, and that can be a reflective topic. A positive topic such as loving kindness, compassion, the enjoyment of others' well-being and joy. You know, it might be people in your family, in your life, or anywhere that are actually having very good, fortunate opportunities in life, and you can use that. You can sort of borrow from their good fortune and just enjoy their positive energy in their life. This is a good remedy also for boredom. Your life is not always, things are not always rainbows and meadows. And so, but somebody's is. And so you just borrow theirs. So that's called sympathetic joy. You're just rejoicing in the joy of others. And once you get the hang of this, you're virtually never bored again. So you just, if you identify with them, if it's your closest friend or your relative that is having some wonderful thing, then you automatically rejoice in that. And then, but why stop with people who are close to you? Anybody will do. Any human. And in fact, doesn't have to be a human. It could be any being that has a sense of joy, or you can borrow from their experience and sympathize with their experience, and it's very, very good. With compassion, it's the sympathy is there for one who is having some difficulties, misfortunes, or pain, but it's not, you don't participate in the pain or sorrow. You participate in love. You participate in love for those who are having difficulties. So it's very restorative. It's a positive emotion. Very important that you do get that straight, that for others who are suffering, the radiation is loving kindness for them, which is a very pleasant emotion. It won't do them any good if you suffer. They're already suffering. They don't want to suffer. Who wants to suffer? So they don't want you to join them in their suffering. But they do appreciate the fact that somebody is aware of their difficulties and cares. And so these are positive, imaginative, and memory type of emotions that you can use the power of the mind to create, and quite interesting stories. So you can raise some energy through through this interest. Interest and energy go together. Energy will fade on you if you're not interested. What's the cause of interest? You, and only you. The outside world is not intrinsically interesting. The interest comes out of you towards the world. It doesn't come from the world into you. You think that, you mistake it for that. You think certain things are interesting, certain things are not, but actually it's just the fact that certain things have caught your interest. But you don't want to be dependent on that. It's a very uncertain, and it's not available all the time, but what is available is the capacity to sustain interest. That is a rousing of energy and focus and clarity. It doesn't have to be on much at all. It could be on the breath, just, or on the fact that you're existing. It's what's really important is the sustained energy, which is created through interest. And interest is another word just for paying attention, clarifying the mind. And then you find that this sweeps through the whole body as if you're having a very interesting experience, because you are. So these are ideas about how to raise energy, especially after a meal, or because energy is a vital experience, and we should not believe that when we run out of energy, should not believe that it's just the way it is. We actually have to stir up energy, and this is a phrase that the Buddha uses all the time: stirring up energy, stirring it up, making effort, stirring it up. Now this is a joyful thing. It's not work. It's a joyful, creative act to stir up energy and create it. And so this is, you can enjoy it if you have this drowsiness and so forth after the meal. Just experiment with this. Maybe all your life you've kind of gone along with that feeling and just accepted it as this is what happens. There is a physiological kind of cause for it. You know, there's more things happening in the digestion and so forth. But see what you can do with that. And if you do, cannot shrug off the drowsiness, then there's no need to be irritated by it. To be drowsy is not necessarily to be irritated. To be tired is not necessarily to be irritated. It's just being tired. And if you're drowsy, you're just drowsy. If you're tired, you're just tired. There's no problem with that. So there's... this can relieve a lot in life, to realize that there's a lot of conditions which are not perfect, but they're not necessarily problematic, that you can let go of this. Monks are trained this tradition, the forest traditions in Thailand, and so we do these, well, we're always up very early in the morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning. And once a week, we stay up all night, through the whole night, meditating, and there's various hours of death in there. 2 is an hour of death, and then it goes away, and you think, I'm not going to die after all. And then 3 comes, and you think, yeah, I am going to die after all. And then 4 comes, and you say, I'm wide awake. And then 4:30, I'm going to die. And then it's all over. And so what you learn is that, no, you don't die. Quit making a thing about this. Sometimes you're tired, sometimes you're not. It's not a problem. So it's a lesson in patience, and patience is a beautiful thing. It's not a gritting your teeth kind of patience. It's just not creating problems with things, just allowing yourself to be present to it. So these are just some suggestions for this process of meditation that we're about to take, and we'll again divide up the afternoon in sitting and walking. So we'll sit for about a half an hour, and then we'll refresh ourselves with some walking again.